How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? From the 21st Ferrying Group of the Ferrying Division Air Transport Command at Palm Springs, California, we welcome you to our regular Sunday evening soiree. We being our guest, the inimitable and vivacious Carmen Miranda. And, of course, our regular group, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Bill Foreman, Joan Merrill, Mortimer Snerd, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy. Hello, Charlie.
May I ask you how you're enjoying yourself in Palm Springs?
Oh, Charlie, this is wonderful. This is really wonderful. There's an elusive beauty about the sand and the palms that just does something to you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes. That's right. I don't know exactly what it is, though.
Hello, Charlie.
Uh-oh, now I know.
What do you mean?
Well, we were discussing the magnificent grandeur of the desert, Joan. You know, sometimes I want to walk alone out into the setting sun.
Yeah, well, don't let us keep you, Doc.
But it is romantic out here, Charlie. Just think, not so long ago, Indians lived in this very spot.
Yeah?
Yes.
At these prices?
Oh, no.
Well, they must have had a lot of money. Oh, Charlie, you wouldn't know an Indian if you saw one.
Well, I was talking to one this afternoon in front of the cigar store.
Well, don't be silly, Charlie. That wooden Indian can't talk.
No? Well, before I got away, he sold me 5 cigars and a blanket.
Charlie and Edgar return in just a few minutes. A few minutes used to excellent advantage as the charming and attractive Joan Merrill puts us in the Palm Springs mood with Yodeling Jive. Take it, partner.
To Switzerland, the Alps haven't seen the same since he started practicing yodeling. He's on the road to fame, but back in the States he really raged as big as anyone could, and all the headlines say in all the papers today, yodel boy makes good. Yodel lady, lady. He sings the yodeling jive, the yodeling jive. Yodel lady, lady. He sings the yodeling jive all day. Yodel lady, lady. The mountains echo his jive, yodeling jive. Yodel lady, lady. The mountains echo his yodeling jive. Sometimes he yodels so sweetly to serenade the Swiss. Ole, ole. But the echoes come back like this. Ole, lady, lady. The hills are always alive with yodeling jive. Ole, lady, lady. The mountains echo his yodeling jive. Sometimes he yodels so sweetly to imitate the Swiss. Ole, ole. La da 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 da. Ole, lady, lady. The hills are always alive with yodeling jive. Ole, lady, lady. The mountains echo his yodeling. Oh, 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 lady, oh, lady, lady.
Pretty.
Would you mean me, Charlie?
Oh, Ray, my palsy-walsy.
Oh.
Ray, could you by any chance lend me a paltry sub of $30?
Sorry, old boy, but I shouldn't lend you money, you know. It might spoil our friendship.
Oh, come now. We aren't such very good friends anyway.
Awfully sorry, old boy. Awfully sorry.
After all, Ray, what is $30 to a man like you?
Oh, it's not the money, Charlie. No, no. It's just the fear of not getting it back, you know.
But it's not for me. It's for my dear friend, old man Dugan.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you see, unfortunately, he's in the clink.
What, again?
Yes, yes, again, yes. But for $30, we could repossess him, as it were.
I know, Charlie, but what would I get out of the deal?
A warm glow from a good deed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 50 cents to keep my sweater on, old boy. Yeah. I mean...
Don't you feel sorry for him? What do you say, Ray?
Really, I'm awfully sorry, old man.
All right. If I can't get it from you, I guess I'll just have to try and get it the hard way. From Bergen. Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Yes?
Oh, there you are.
Yes. Did you call me?
Yes, I did. I was just telling Ray Noble how kind and how generous you are, Mr. Bergen.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Oh, it's nothing.
Here.
And I said to him, whenever I needed it, I can always get money from you.
Well?
Well, nearly always.
Yeah?
Hardly ever.
Yeah. No money, young man. Not a penny.
But it's not for me, Bergen. I'm thinking of folks less fortunate than we. Particularly one poor shut-in. It's a very serious case.
Serious?
Oh, it's very serious.
Are his days numbered?
You might say they are, yeah. Yeah. 30 of them at least.
Well, he must be very ill.
Oh, he is.
How does he look?
Well, he has a sort of a pinched look.
I see.
Staring at those cold gray walls all day.
I see, poor fellow.
Yeah.
Why, it's almost like being in jail, isn't it?
Yeah. You can say that again.
Yeah. It'd be nice if he could look out on a garden.
Well, he does. It's sort of a rock garden.
I'm beginning to smell a rat.
Don't call old man Dugan a rat.
Oh, I see. I might have known it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I have to ask any more questions. I know what's happened to him.
Yes, you're right. He's over in the county cooler.
Yes.
He's singing, "Don't Fence Me In."
Yeah. I see.
He'll be in escrow for 30 days.
I see. Well, what happened?
Well, he started going around the town, and then the town started going around him.
Oh, why doesn't he try to stay out of jail?
Well, he did. That's what he did. And look what he got.
What?
10 days extra for resisting a cop.
Oh, I see. And, young man, just how did you happen to be there?
Well, you see, me and Skinny Dugan always follow old man Dugan on New Year's Eve.
I see. Why?
Well, we know we'll see a first-class brawl.
Yeah.
Without a cover charge. Yeah. And we sure did. It was a dandy. Oh.
And then the patrol wagon drove up.
That's the idea, yeah. Oh, it was sad. Poor Skinny, he cried. He knew what was coming.
Yes.
And he said, "Don't send my father back to jail. Oh, it would have torn your heart out, though, you know."
Yeah.
So Skinny looked at me, and I looked at Skinny. And then we both looked at the patrol wagon.
I see.
They just left it there with the motor running.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
You, No. No. Don't tell me.
It was the only decent thing to do.
No. You mean?
We drove it away, yeah.
You drove it away. You stole a patrol wagon.
Yeah, pretty good, wasn't it?
No. That's terrible.
Well, we felt conspicuous riding in that black Mariah.
Well, you should have.
Especially, everybody was so courteous to us after Skinny turned the siren on.
Yeah, I imagine so. And, of course, you returned the patrol wagon to the station.
One doesn't do that, Bergen. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, what did you do with the patrol wagon?
Well, we just happened to be passing your house, and there were your garage doors wide open.
Oh, no. My garage door's wide open.
After we saw DeLockoff.
Yes, I know. And you...
Yeah, we drove it in.
You drove it in.
And there it is.
Yes. You mean to say I've got a stolen patrol wagon in my garage?
Yes, Mr. Bergen. It ain't a Surrey with a fringe on top.
I see. Do you realize because you're a minor, I'm responsible for your actions?
Well, that's a load off my mind.
Yes. Now, just a moment, Charlie. Let's take this easy. Let's review the facts.
Yes. Well, it's just this. You've got a hot patrol wagon on your hands.
Now, what am I going to do?
Well, I'd say, Bergen, why don't you scram to Mexico until the whole thing blows over?
Oh, no. How could I do that?
Well, you can drive there in the patrol wagon.
No.
So, Ray Noble, give us the unusual treat of a sleigh ride in July.
Talking to Don Amici, and we've decided what you need is a pep talk. You know, this is a good time for it.
For sure.
You know, this is... Well, this is...
Oh, shut up! Mortimer, do you know this is 1945?
I thought it was Palm Springs. Yeah, well, it is. Must have made the wrong turn somewhere.
Now, Mortimer, that's exactly what we're talking about. Everyone has the impression around here that you're ignorant.
Oh. You're just saying that to make me feel good.
No. Mortimer, don't you think about your future? Don't you want to be somebody?
Well, I am somebody, I think.
Oh, what I mean is, don't you want to go places?
Well, I kind of like it here, so really.
Mortimer, in order to make something of yourself, you've got to buckle down and put your shoulder to the wheel.
The shoulder wheel. Which wheel?
Oh, any wheel.
Any wheel. Don't make a difference anymore. Which shoulder?
Mortimer, look, let's put it this way. Yeah. Look at Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Where's he sitting? No, no, no.
You know, as a boy, he used to split rails.
Well, so what? I used to break windows. Yeah.
What Don is trying to point out is that even with such a humble start, this boy became president.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And then there was another boy who lived in Philadelphia who discovered electricity.
Yeah?
Can you tell me what his name was?
Well, it was Mr. Mr. No.
Come on now, Mortimer. You know, the man who flew the kite in the thunderstorm?
Well, it's Mr. I know his last name begins with a capital.
That's fine. Concentrate.
Yeah, that's... No. It's a shorter name than that.
Shorter name.
A little bit thicker.
A little bit thicker, yes, I think.
Well, his name was Benjamin Franklin.
That's right, yeah.
And I think it was nice of Mr. Meachie to take this interest in you, and you should thank him.
Well, thank you, Mr. Meachie.
Well, that's all right. I'll see you again sometime.
Sure. And then some other time I can see you. And... if we change off like that, we won't get so sick of each other's company.
That does it. That's all.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, I guess it's just sheer determination or something.
Carlos, my little Charlie.
Charlie, it's Carmen Miranda.
Doesn't it so much good to see you again, Carmen?
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
You know my colleague and associate here?
Of course. He's Dina Peachy.
No, not Dina Peachy. It's Gunanucci.
No, it's Mina Ducci.
Yeah.
Look, just call me Kid, will you?
Kid? That's as far from the truth as ever. Well,
Carmen, how about some of that Brazilian music, huh?
Okay, I sing for you, Batuca Negra, Brazilian samba.
Well, that's perfectly clear, but some of the fellas out there may not understand the words.
Oh, well, that's all right. Her movements are in basic English.
Batuca, batuca, batuca negra. Oi, batuca, batuca, batuca negra. Batuca negra, batuca negra, batuca negra. Olha esse molejo de quadrinhos. Machuca negra, machuca negra, machuca negra. Sei que disse do bem pra chuchu, uma cadência de cachambu. Bate o pandeiro, mira e sorri. Batuca nega, ai, machuca nega, ai, 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 ai. Sabe teu canto, fica só me manjando e vendo como tem, vendo como tem. E essa chuva de meu corpo molhado, sou como um pecado. Quando o samba até pensa que a vida é boa, que boa vida samba na Gamboa.
Quando o samba até pensa que a vida é boa, que boa vida samba na Gamboa.
Batuca nego, batuca nego, batuca nego. Olha esse molejo de quadrinhos. Machuca nego, machuca nego, machuca nego. Sei que disse do bem pra chuchu, uma cadência de cachambu. Bate o pandeiro, mira e sorri. batuca nego.
Ai, machuca nego. Ai, 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 ai.
Oi, batuca, batuca, batuca nego.
Oi, batuca, tuca, 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 tuca nego. Taraca, chunga, 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 chungara.
Lovely, Carmen. You know, I'm about to give you your chance now to prove that you're also a very great actress.
Oh, no, no, Charlie, don't tell me. Not another one of your masterpieces.
Well, it so happens I dashed off a little gem that's laid in the mountains of Tennessee.
Mountains of Tennessee. Carmen, do you think you can play a mountaineer?
Well, I try, but maybe come out to Brazil Billy.
All right, places everybody, hear your parts. Tell them about it, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen. It gives me practically no pleasure to present to you Charlie McCarthy's stagnant drama, Corn Silk Alley. This is a little boy's version of Tobacco Road. This epic was put together by Charlie McCarthy and features Carmen Miranda, who's pretty well put together herself. I'd like to say that in the second act, if we get that far, the curtain will remain lowered out of consideration for the audience. And now our curtain rises and we see Papa Bergen sitting on the front porch steps sunning his adenoids.
What time be it, daughter?
I don't know, Pep. It's about 8:30.
Well, if I doze off again, will you call me early in June or sometime?
Papi, you are always a setting.
Yeah, aren't you afraid you'll wear out the seat of your pants a setting?
Well, I already did. That's why I'm a setting.
You funny man, you. Yeah. Miranda, I just don't know how you can look so sweet and have a pappy that's so ugly.
You say the nicest things. Do you love me?
I tell you, Miranda, I'm smote. I'm smote with you like I never was smacked before.
You all really care for me, Jans?
I sure do, Jans.
Oh, pretty, 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 too. Yeah. Why don't you give me a kiss, then?
Well, if you don't mind waiting with the kiss until I whistle for my dog.
What for?
Well, I can use the same pucker for both of you.
Well, I bought some newfangled thing today called soap.
Soap?
Yes, soap. I'm going to wash my face.
Yeah. Don't do that, Miranda, honey. I don't like that unnatural kind of beauty.
Oh. Oh, thank you. You are just the nicest fellow I ever know.
Oh, Miranda, poochie me, will you? You know, every time you do that, it gets my blood thrashing around in my veins, you know.
Look, Lem, there is a strange coming up to the road.
Yeah?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
How do you be, a stranger?
I'm the revenue, and I haven't come up here special for to speak to you, and all that sort of hillbilly rot, you know.
I guess you can notice that the actor shortage has hit us particularly hard. Well, let me tell you, Revenue, let me tell you that in these parts, the last fella around here died with a bullet in his head.
Well, I'm not surprised. That kind of thing's had to be fatal, you know. Yeah. Of course, I carry a revolver, you know, and not to boast, I have a rather nasty reputation as Two-Gun Algernon, the third.
What kind of a gun is it, a .45?
No, it's a late .44, practically as good as new.
Does it shoot straight?
Well, I really couldn't say. I've never depressed the trigger, actually. But I'm told it accommodates several projectiles. Yes.
Hello, 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 hello there. Pardon this intrusion, but I'm Happy Dan, the traveling man.
You better start traveling if you want to stay happy.
Now, don't get me wrong, brother. Don't get me wrong. I'm here to interest you in something that no home should be without.
You are a funny-looking fellow. You ain't got no toes.
Well, you can't see my toes because I'm wearing shoes.
Well, that's the darndest contraption I ever saw. So that's what they call them, shoes. What's the matter? Are you ashamed of your feet?
Why, certainly not. I've got 12 toes, the same as anybody else.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I represent the wishy-washy bathtub manufactured by Dunkem, Scrub'em, and Rinse. You fill them with water, and then you get in them.
You mean people get wet all over intentional?
That's exactly what I mean.
Well, freckle my feet.
Yeah.
What will they think of next?
Yeah.
Say, you're an attractive little mountain blossom. You're so intriguing, exotic, and bewitching.
Get the gun. He called me names.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Traveling Man, you've gone just about as far as you can go.
Oh, no. I'm going to Natchez and Mobile.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh. Trips off.
Next time. Now I'm going to shoot you, Mr. Revenuer.
You will over my dead body. Oh. I shouldn't have said that.
I hate to do this, Mirandy, but we gotta end this play some way.
You would shoot a woman, would you? Oh, I guess you would.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the shortage of actors, we are forced to conclude our play.
Got me where you want me, and I hope you're satisfied. You've got me where you want me, and you hardly even tried. A single look was all I took, and starry-eyed, I watched my poor old heart go on that roller coaster ride. I say I won't grow tender, but I know darn well I will. My hopes are pretty slender and my chances almost nil. Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see? You've got me where you want me, and it's where I want to be. And I hope you're satisfied, and you hardly even try. A single look was all I took, and starry-eyed, I watched my poor old heart go on that roller coaster ride. I say I won't grow tender, but I know darn well I will. My hopes are pretty slender, and my chances almost nil. Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see? You got me where you want me, and it's where I want to.